Now she's lovely. Hello. It is the CCN 20 Producer Rules Wednesday. And newbie, you hit it out of the park every day. But anytime you give me a little Stevie to start the show and finish the show, that is winning, boys and girls. That is good stuff. I'm Dave Sharapan, the sportsbook consigliere at Sports BK Consig. And with me, as always, is Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. Newbie, you did good, kid.
I told you we were going to come with some of my favorite blind artists. And Stevie Wonder can't see shit, but he does know shit. And he knows she's lovely. And a little trivia for you out the gate. A lot of people think, you know, oh, it's a love song. You know what I mean? He's talking about his lovely lady. No, this was actually when he had his firstborn child. Baby pops out. Boom. Isn't she lovely? I hear her crying. I don't see her. I don't see her beauty, but I hear her beauty and feel her beauty. Isn't she lovely, made from love? It's his child that he's singing about.
Man, you got me in it. You got me in the lower parts with that
one. How about
that?
You got
me tearing up right there. I didn't know that.
That's a little trivia. A little trivia for you.
When you hit me with this stuff, I love it. I love doing the show. I love seeing you every day, talking to you every day. Guys, if you like it, us talking about sports and, you know, plays and all this other stuff that we hit, please just hit the subscribe button so you follow the show. It comes to you. We bring it. You get it. You listen to it. You leave a review. Thank you, guys. We got a couple of reviews. I saw them yesterday. That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
People all over the country doing it. Isn't she lovely? That's just that. You made my morning.
Now you made
my afternoon.
Now you know.
That's good. I don't know if you saw or you heard, but there's a big issue going on right now in the sports betting space. There's prop betting in college sports.
No good.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, remember when we used to do Eight in the Box with B. Howe? I would have to drive over the bridge, go to New Jersey, so I could actually bet player props. You're not allowed to bet them in Pennsylvania. But
correct.
What was our favorite one that we loved riding before the secret was out? Nick Singleton, anytime touchdown score. Nick Singleton over rushing yards. We were cashing that every week on the PSU back. So, before the secret was out, that was one of my favorites to bet. But that was something that I liked when I would be visiting in New Jersey, you know, seeing Kayla's family down in Ocean City, was being able to bet the college player props. You're not able to bet them in Pennsylvania.
You're not. No. And I think that's going to be the prevailing theme going forward. I think a lot of states are going to jump on board. The NCAA president came out today and said they're having meetings to go to the books and to the states and to the legislators to make this illegal. And I don't know if that's the answer, because if you keep it up and you have it actually transparent, you can know when there's nefarious activity going on.
Yep.
If you drive it back to the offshore world, you don't know. And not that the offshore guys are in on it. They're not in on it. They're trying to book the bets. Whoever's trying to book the bets is legitimately trying to book the bets. Other people are in the marketing business.
Yep.
And it's good to know that, like, there's a market for it. I think what I know from my experience, at least both down offshore and in Vegas, is it's a very small, limited, niche market that wants these things. Now, for big games, yes, we'll put them up. Yes, we might take some handle. But every day, we got to have props on this stuff every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't think it's a bad thing to maybe say, you know what, cool it with that college sports props.
Well, and I mean, think about it, Dave, like you've also gotten to see the industry in all of its different forms, and think about like what a big day. I just liken it to what a huge day it used to be, or at least I was told it used to be. Westgate coming out with the player props for Super Bowl Sunday. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, everybody comes out there. It's a Thursday. It's a party. And sure, it still has some pageantry around it. But those props have been up since Sunday night because DraftKings and FanDuel and all the New Jersey books, they've already had them up. So this is what we have seen, is just the availability of props and the micro markets or whatever. The availability of them are going through the roof. And, you know, dude, we've had weekends where it was only offered one or two times, but we got player props in high profile college lacrosse games. You know what I mean? So you're getting down to the nitty gritty where how are they calculating these things? How are they? And it's just because they like to get the buzz. They like to be able to say, hey, look at all the offerings that we have. But this is the perfect example of, you know, the detriment to it. And if you're talking about player props, I'm not saying anything's rigged, this, that, but trying to rig an entire game with all the athletes on the field is something very tough to do. Trying to get to one player whose parents, you know, might not be able to handle his tuition, might not be able to get him a nice car. Getting to one guy is a hell of a lot easier than getting to a whole entire team is all I'm going to say.
100%. 100% it is. I mean, that's just facts. I'm not saying it's going on. You're not saying it's going on, but you just laid it out how it could be going on, like, or why it would even be going on. Now, the pro player prop issue, I mean, it came out yesterday about the Jontay Porter guy plays for Toronto.
Talked about that.
There was a big backlash about all that. I went on the show yesterday on Bostonian versus the book and the Toronto stuff to kind of bring it to light. I love talking about the business, but I'm like, yeah, I understand, again, and it is different, college versus pro. But a lot of the people that are talking about this stuff in the space talk about, well, you need a big menu. And I say, you went to that burger place yesterday. What was the name of that burger place?
Proudly Serving in Hermosa. Terrific spot.
Proudly Serving. You went up to order your burger. You described this to me.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. There's a lot of different burgers.
Exactly. Almost too much.
It's hard.
I panicked. There was a long line of people. They were all behind me. I look up. I wanted to get the Proudly Serving burger. I walk up. I see the founder up there. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is the founder? The print was so small because there was too much shit on there. I couldn't pick. I ended up with the burger that I didn't want. It was still delicious. Don't get me wrong, Dave. But sometimes there can be too much of a good thing. You know what I mean? And I'm never going to play my little tiny violin for the operators. Let's be real. I'm not going to.
No one is.
But you know, this is a situation where, you know, they're spreading themselves too thin and they're kind of asking for these kind of stories to come up because people want to make money in sports betting. And when you want to find an edge, if you have a beat on something because they have a million and one offerings on sports that they know nothing about, you know, you're going to get got. So, you know, I think it's more on the operator spreading themselves thin than the people who are maybe exposing and allowing this, you know, the rough things to go through.
This is true. And this whole segment, this whole episode today reminds me of our look inside the book segment that we used to do back in the day, because we're talking about things on a more global basis without, you know, hammering specific plays, but the pro props have resulted in this same game parlay craze.
Yep.
The same game parlay craze in advertising is what the books want you to play because it has the highest hold of anything. And parlay handle is good for any book.
Yeah.
I mean, any book. So you want more of it, but you have to limit the straight bets. You have to find the ways that, you know, all the razor blades and all the rhombuses and all the parallelograms are going to get got. So what do? I equate it to this. You've been to the Cheesecake Factory, have you not?
I actually have not. We have one around here and I want to go, but I'm a little
nervous. You've never been to a Cheesecake Factory?
There's too much going on. You know what I mean?
This is exactly what I talk about.
It's too much.
In the book.
Yeah.
I go to the Cheesecake Factory and I got to bring the readers.
Because one, it's usually dark in there, is what I've heard.
It's always too dark. And two, that menu takes 10 minutes to figure out what I want. And then I end up getting what I normally get all the time anyway.
Fails.
Unless I'm in a real adventurous mood. So the book's going, you know what? You're doing us a favor. Take the college sports props off the board. We don't have to watch them. Now, I'll ask you this. As a young, you know, up and coming, 30-year-old dude in this world, in this country, could you see the next step being somebody on some lawmaker, some committee somewhere goes, well, we told the books to stop taking the college sports prop bets. They should just stop taking college sports, period.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you're in New York, you can't bet on teams who are based in New York if you want to bet a college team. If you're in New Jersey, you can't bet teams who are in New Jersey. So it's really just a step away from that. And what's arbitrarily deciding, like, hey, you can't bet on Rutgers if you live in New Jersey. You know what I mean? Like, it's such like a strange line in the sand, especially when if you're in New Jersey and you're right on the border. Let's say you live in Hoboken. You can ride the subway right on up, you know what I mean? And then just
take a ferry.
Bet what you want to bet in New York. Go
by boat.
And vice versa.
Like Columbus discovered this country and go across the ferry in 20 minutes and discover old props.
When Kayla lived in Manhattan, I literally would be like, hey, you wanna go and get dinner with your sister tonight? She's like, oh, that's a weird question. Like, why? And she lives in New Jersey. She lives in Hoboken. So, you know, let's go. I got some player props that I want to bet. And, you know, it would be all under the guise of, you know, hey, let's go to dinner. And it was really, I got to get over the fucking bridge. You know what I mean? I got to be able to bet these New York
teams. Oh, my goodness. I hope she listens to the show. I mean, you're going to get called out. But listen, when you tie the knot, all this stuff becomes transparent.
She knows. That's it. She knows.
All right, good. Yeah. All right. That's fine. I got this number from a friend of mine, dear friend, who's in the business, because we've got to do research for the show.
I mean, of course.
You have to have actionable info.
2023, the state of Illinois, total handle, about $11 billion. Ooh. Percentage of total handle in Illinois on college sports, period. Any college sport, football, basketball, props, straight bets, totals, sides, all this stuff. 14.1% of the total handle was college sports. I thought it would be more. When he asked me, I said 20%. So I was a little heavy. Sometimes your numbers can be off a little bit when you do this stuff, but it was a great conversation. And I went, huh, be careful. Be careful what you wish for, because that could be the next step. Yeah. I'm not saying that's the right thing.
They're like, what do I need it for? You know what I mean? It's not affecting my bottom line, so what do I need it for? And hearing those numbers from Illinois makes me feel that much better that our survivor pick is going to be Iowa State. We're fading the state of Illinois. They don't bet on college sports. They don't know college sports. They don't know ball, Dave. Let's go. Let's go, Iowa
State.
That's it.
That's our Thursday preview. We'll have the games tomorrow, all of them. But our survivor pick, if you guys are cheating and listening to us so you know how to fade, who to follow, all that other stuff, we are officially going with Iowa State. We're going to have our own sweat with that one. Mm-hmm. That move came against us.
I like it.
But, you know, I don't mind that. I don't mind when that move comes against
you. No, me neither. Me neither. I want to be – I'm riding. I want to be sitting in the – I'm a book guy. You know what I mean? I want to be with the guys in the book.
That's it.
I'm a man of the people.
Well, we're with the guys in the
book. I'm a man of the people.
Man of the people. Speaking of man of the people.
Yeah.
Video out that Jason Tatum talked about how he feels when people yell at him about their parlays. People, if you're watching games in person, don't yell at the guys about the parlays. Nobody cares about that. You don't need to yell at them. That's like it's something that like Yanitsi would do. Like when if he came in here.
That's so
by
true.
The way, he showed up yesterday.
I know. What a shock. It cashed the yeses.
So very surprising. We got whacked on that. All right. Speaking of getting whacked, there's two hockey games. We went head to head yesterday. Ring the bell.
Woo. I mean,
you won.
I did. It was a TKO.
Oh. Big winner yesterday. Boston comes back, wins 4-3. They go to Tampa tonight.
I was so lucky, by the way.
Listen, it happens.
I was looking at that. The one that was like a rocking chair winner, it wasn't the garbage that Yanitsi came on here and gave out. Hey, go with my Rangers in regulation. They're going to beat down the Flyers. Nothing new. Nothing new. Nothing new. Overtime. What did cash is when Dave and I told you to bet the over in that game. So leave the picks to the professionals, Yanitsi. You can do the whole wrestling shtick. You know, let us know who's going to win the Royal Rumble. That's
it flew over.
What was the final in that game? It was
6-5.
Yeah. Didn't I not say the Rangers will hit the total by themselves? It was 5.5.
Yes.
I go, bet Rangers are gonna score 6 goals.
It's alarming when you go back and listen to it post. And you should, if you haven't, just go back and listen to each day backwards, like you know, a couple times. You can kill an hour with these different things, just for the music entries themselves, let alone the plays. Boston loses tonight in Tampa. Agree or disagree?
I don't know. I kind of want to ride them. I kind of like they won yesterday. Give me a little back-to-back action. I kind of want to ride them.
Damn it, ring the bell again. I like Tampa.
I don't. Now, let's be clear. My DNA will not allow me to bet the Bruins two nights in a row. So I'm just saying I kind of want to ride them, but I like riding them when I was getting plus 110. I ain't laying the chalk with the Bruins. Now, I'll leave that to Perrault to do. Perrault, you can eat all that Boston chalk that he wants.
Enough of that. Right. Buffalo and Ottawa's the other hockey game over. That's all I like in that game.
Yeah,
I just like the over.
Yeah, I was looking at the over, too. Player props haven't been great to me, Dave, though. This week, the player
It's hard.
It kind of bit me in the ass a little bit. But I kind of want to go back to it. I kind of want to go with – I don't even know how – so when I was looking down, because that game is pee-pee-poo-poo-ca-ca.
Yeah.
I was just looking at names, and whenever there's a guy's name who I can't even fucking pronounce, it gets me excited. But I looked at Jacob Chychrun. Is that how you say it?
I believe it is. I think so.
He's going over 2.5 shots. Hell, he might even score a goal tonight. Over 2.5 for Chychrun. Yeah, that's the player prop for me.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. NBA, there's a lot of shit on the board.
It's been
the Sixers
it's
at
the
home against the Clippers.
It's in the twilight of it's all just shit on the NBA board.
It really is.
Like I mean, there's been nothing that I've been liking in the NBA.
No. Indiana's at Chicago, 2.5. The total's 235. The game's probably going over. I like Denver against Phoenix. That number 7. I don't know why. I feel like it should be more. Houston is at OKC. Their winning streak is coming to an end tonight. They're not winning that game at OKC. Brooklyn and Washington, dead ass under. If you need a total early, that's all I got in the NBA news. I got nothing else.
What about the clip show? What do we think about the clip show here tonight, Dave?
You know how we feel. I'm biased to the song. I'm biased to the Sixers. The Clippers are playing their worst basketball of the season right now. They're laying 6.5. They're favored every game.
But they're playing against a team who they're not really defending people around the arc. And you know what? I want to go with a guy. I know the name from Broadway. He was in in a chorus line. He was in Cats. I think he was in Sweeney Todd. His name was Terrence Mann. The name stood out to me. Terrence Mann is hitting a 3 tonight. He's not the guy who's on Broadway, but he's going to be hitting falsetto notes after he goes, over a 3-half. Terrence Mann, over 3 points. He's making a 3 tonight.
Start singing the picks.
There you go.
We need to smoke out Yanitzi. If you're listening to this show, at Tony Yanitzi on the Twitter, find out who he likes for the Knicks in the Toronto game because he's been like
that's
sometimes
only,
he gives us a good indicator.
That's the only team he can pick, apparently.
That's it.
And he always
that's
just it. Says, lay it with them. Just tonight. Know Knicks, lay it with them. Lay it with the Knicks. Hey.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, bang, bang. That's it. It's over.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Oh, go, yeah. New York. Go, New
Nothing
York.
New.
Go.
Nothing new. New York, smoking them.
Knicks. Lakers laying a 4.5 at Memphis. Good luck with that. That was a hell of a game by the Lakers last night. You Laker fans, just get ready for that end of the season coming in April. I mean, please, all that. Stop that nonsense. Noobs, you got any lacrosse for the people? How'd the lacrosse play go that you gave out yesterday for today?
We dropped it right at the end. Fucking rough beat. The goalies looked like caca early on in the game. So ends up going over. We had under 23.5. There ended up being 24 total goals scored. Beat by the hook, Dave, by the hook. But don't worry. We got a game that we're eyeing for Friday. We'll talk about that later this week.
All right, good. Perfect. That's all we needed to know. The lacrosse portion of the show brought to you by Saks Ballpark Pouch Underwear Reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. Go have a burger, Noobs.
Get
us out of here.
Isn't
she lovely?
That burger's lovely, baby.
He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports Beat Cake and Sing. Cash all the tickets for the No Yanitzi. Cash Can Sing Show is at Cash Can Sing Show on the Twitter. NewbieTalks at gmail.com. Sports Beat Cake and Sing at gmail.com. That's the show. See you tomorrow. Go, Saints.